Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. On Tuesday's program, we learned about Project Homegrown from Hancock's favorite market owner, Mallory Lawrence. Today, we meet the students involved in the project. Cooper Long says better educating the public is important to him.
I just hope to learn something that I can pass on to generations. And the major thing I hope to learn is to teach others where their food comes from. I think that's a big part of being a farmer, and the pride I take in being a farmer is letting others know where their food comes from and the process that goes into that, where that food comes from.
Matthew Smith says knowing how and where your food is grown brings about a sense of pride.
The project is just a good way to get together with your chapter and everybody around here. It's a good way to just see where your food comes from. As Cooper said, that a lot of people want to know where their food comes from. And not, you don't always go into the grocery store and know where your corn was grown. But with this project, we'll be able to know that our corn was grown just in our backyards. You have a different sense of pride when you grow your own food and you know how much work and time and effort was put into it, especially when you get to enjoy the fruits of your labor sitting down to a good home-cooked meal.
Olivia Hargis says she has learned some new gardening techniques.
During this, I've learned like new methods, because usually when I'm helping my family grow, we don't use like these materials that we've used like during this project. So it's really helped me in developing like new methods and like how it can better suit your crop for whatever you're growing, and it's just been really cool to help and get involved with FFA.
We'll have more in a moment.
At the core, most any farm is a family, and I'm proud to work with my family every day.
It's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it, but farming is not just a living, it is a lifestyle.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
I think a lot of people are very happy to know that neighbors, people like us, are the ones raising their food.
And we want our neighbors to enjoy the same product that we serve to our family.
Kentucky farm families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Trigg County agriculture student Heidi Heights says working with Project Homegrown has helped her learn some new ways to garden.
Planting the squash, the zucchini, and the tomatoes. It has just been a really fun project. And I personally have never put down fabric for any of my gardens. And I thought that was a really cool and neat idea to just do that to help the produce.
Joshua Ingram says he is having fun working with the tomatoes.
My dad's kind of got into some different types of tomatoes, heirlooms, and I got four out here set. They're called pink tie-dye.
And Cole Stagner adds the entire experience has been a fun project.
It's something different than what you get normally in the store, and I hope that we can give that to our community, give them the different experience of an actually fresh produce.
And that's the next edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.